Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
7:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Thinking about those chicken nuggets, and I'm saucing on you.
Hot mustard barbecue, hearty, sweet, and sour, too.
Rob and I were over here talking about McDonald's in like the 80s. Remember the ashtrays? And
yeah, all the hard aluminum foil ashtrays. That's all it was, hard aluminum foil.
Oh, man, Mickey D's.
You'd burn a hole. You'd rest your cigarette in them, and you would burn a hole in the ashtray. Oh. That's not supposed to happen. NBA play-in tonight, Lakers-Pelicans.
Some weirdness.
Warriors Kings.
Yeah.
Now, how does this happen? I mean, right. if the Lakers or Pelicans lose, what happens?
So they play the winner of the other game. The loser of the Kings game is out. You're done. Dunsky, okay. Over with. And it's crazy because the Kings last year had a great season.
Yeah.
This year they added some pieces to try to get better, but they had a lot of injuries.
Still 46-36. That's the crazy thing about it. Both of these teams, the Warriors and the Kings, are 46-36.
So. Yeah. I mean, all these teams. And what I would say is in the Western Conference, you've got all those named teams. Do I really think that they could win it all? No, I don't. I just think the teams up top are a little bit better. The one team, and again, here's me being biased, but I've seen it before. The one team I think can make a run is Dallas, because Dallas avoids, they get the Clippers in round one and five. I know you're talking about the play-in, but I'm just saying, like, as a lower seed, they're the one team I think can make a run because of how it sets up. They would see OKC or the 8 seed in the next round and then get the Nuggets for the Western Conference Final if they get there. But
you said something earlier. You think the Lakers may even not try hard to win tonight.
All right, so here's the rumor, guys, and whether you want to believe this stuff or not, this happens all the time in basketball. We just saw it happen with the Cavs. We said we were going to talk about this, right, with the whole playing game. And
right.
Is it – like, there are some people that are mad that teams are intentionally trying to lose or don't care about winning. Maybe that's the better way to put it. Going into the playoffs because they prefer a matchup in a different way. Right? You'd rather avoid the Celtics, so you play the number two seed or the number three seed, right? And you don't want to play them in the second round. There are a lot of people that believe that the Lakers would avoid winning game one against... And the Pelicans are... They're one-point underdogs. I think the Pelicans win tonight. I'm betting the Pelicans. It's one of my favorite plays tonight.
Okay.
People think the Lakers want to play the Thunder. So that means they would play the winner of the Kings, Kings and Golden State, and they would play them at home. They would get them in L.A. And then see where the chips fall. But I think you run that risk. I don't really think they're doing that. I don't think you try to lose a game to hope to win the next one.
I don't think the Lakers against the Kings or the Warriors is a great matchup.
I don't
for the Lakers.
All four of those teams are decent teams.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great matchup. I mean, I'm with you. I can see the Lakers losing tonight just because they're playing at the Pelicans.
Like,
but I don't see them wanting to face either the Warriors or the Kings, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and a lot of people want, like, be careful what you wish for. A lot of people want the Thunder. It was like, oh, is this, I saw something that said, is this the worst number one seed of all time? How can you write that honestly and think that when this might be the best Western Conference we've ever seen, And that's the number one seed.
It's not a sexy pick. That's why. Who raise your hands, all of you, if you had the Thunder winning the West regular season?
Yeah, I know.
No one. So that's why this justifies everybody overlooking the Thunder.
I get it. But here, mark my words right now. In 5 years, you're going to be like, man, I'm tired of talking about this Thunder team. I'm tired of seeing them. They're going to be so effing good. And again, I said at the beginning of the year, I don't know if this year is their year. I think they showcase themselves. I think next year is their year.
Let me ask you this. Your novice NBA fans, how many people you think can name two people off that team?
That's fair.
Your novice fans. Yeah. I'm not asking you.
Well,
your novice fans can't name them. That's why you see the headlines that you see, because they're not a sexy team. I'm with you. I think they're a phenomenal basketball team.
I think more and more people are starting to know Chet now, but SGA, you know, those are two. They're going to be two superstars. But yeah. What you said is absolutely true. It's the same. Like, novice fans can't name. Like, if we start looking at the teams and I said, hey, the Knicks are really good this year, like, are you going to be able to tell me what they did this season?
Yeah.
Like, Julius Randle's out. Jalen Brunson just did something that only one other person in the history of the NBA has done, and he's not going to win the MVP. You've got a situation where Luka almost averaged a triple-double and busted up what Jokic did when he was a sixth seed, and now he's a fifth seed, might not win the MVP. And what did I tell you about Wembanyama? Victor Wembanyama had the highest percentage of makes on step-back threes this year.
That's ridiculous. That's some BS there.
I don't even believe the guy's real.
Come on, stop.
It's absurd. He looks like Gumby out there, and he can do everything.
I think you said it best. You should be able to play six against him.
Yeah, that's what the... Hey, man, they got that tall, goofy-ass dude. He do everything. Can we put two on him? Yeah, we play six. Yeah, that's how it should be. But as far as your
in the East.
To answer your question, yeah, you could take that Atlanta-Chicago game, and you could ball it up and throw it in the damn trash because nobody cares about those two teams right now, even though Trae Young's back.
But you got two teams in the Heat and the Sixers that can make a run.
The Heat have done it before, so you can't write them off. I like the Sixers team. I'm just wondering if it's a little bit too late for Embiid to come back. Plus, he got hurt beforehand in the last game that they played. So we'll have to see like how healthy he is. If he's healthy, they can make a run. I thought the Knicks were going to be the one team that the Celtics are like, man, I don't want to face them because of their style and how they ugly it up. I think the Sixers are the team that the Celtics don't want to see. And by the way, I think the Bucks are going down in the first series against the Pacers. Pacers have beat their ass all year long. The Bucks have been talking trash about it. I think the Pacers just match up so well with them. Tyrese Halliburton's going to look like a damn superstar.
You think once again the Doc Rivers effect?
Yep, dude. They had the best record in the league and they didn't even win 50 games. They had 30 wins when they fired their coach. Doc has been terrible there, and all he's done is make excuses.
So who do they play the first round though?
Pacers, right?
The Pacers are the sixth seed.
And they're the three seed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Pacers, I think, are 4-0 against them this year, including the play-in tournament, too. Yikes. So
you mean the championship? In-season championship.
I said play-in. All that stuff seems like play-in stuff to me. Like tonight, again, I'm going to be on the Pelicans big tonight. The other games are a little bit more interesting. The thing I want to say when we get to the postseason, guys, just be weary. The games slow down. There are certain styles, like the Pacers are still going to play fast, but like these other games, Golden State and Sacramento should be a slower game tonight, believe it or not, even though they're like speed there. Atlanta, Chicago, they've really slowed things down. Chicago mucks it up. I think you're going to see much slower games tonight. The total in the Miami-Philly game is 207.5, and people are going, are you kidding me, 207.5? Yeah, because now you're going to see starters play longer, possessions become more important.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Teams play it close to the vest a little bit, and they don't get out and run as much.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Conn. 410-583-1057 is the number. Good attendance at the open of the offseason workouts for the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to take a look at that at 745, but on the other side, Kyle Bradish make a start at Bowie tonight. What do you think his timeline for return will be?
Bowie, 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 rocking everywhere.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Well, I think we're hoping, you know, somewhere between the 2 and 3 innings, in between 40 and 50 pitches would be ideal. Kind of see how he feels after every inning, but that would be like best case scenario.
You know what was funny? When Bradish was talking to in the media scrum over the weekend, I can't remember what was Saturday or Sunday.
I think it was Sunday, wasn't it, when Elias announced the press conference, or was it that day?
Saturday was the press conference.
Wasn't he at the – well, I don't know if he was at the stadium. It doesn't matter. You don't remember anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Someone asked, well, how many innings are you going to throw? I don't know. You got to ask Hodder. I mean, how many pitches? I don't know. I'll find that out the day before. He just knew he was going midweek, which is not quite midweek now. And that was it. In Bowie. That's all he knew. He knew nothing else. He didn't. And you know what? Didn't seem to care. He was just ready to get back on the mound. How many pitches do you want me to throw? Doesn't matter. Show me to the mound and let me do what I do. Tonight, they expected 40 to 50 pitches, 2 to 3 innings. Jeremy, is that think that's on the road to recovery or to return?
I hope so. I ultimately, for myself, I'm not expecting anything from Bradish this year. That's how I'm like in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's how it works out. So anything we get from him is golden. Because again, with this type of injury and the PRP and all the things that have gone on, I've seen one person that's had success with it, and then they ultimately needed Tommy John, which was Adam Wainwright.
Yep.
But other than that, I don't know anyone. And again, I'm not privy to his injury. He says he hasn't felt any discomfort in coming back. So there's plenty of reason for guarded optimism. I just feel like I've seen this before. So even if he comes back, how much do we get from him?
I am shocked that we're seeing 40 to 50 pitches tonight.
Yeah.
I thought 40 would be maybe the max, but I didn't think it would go 40. I thought 30 would be the max at this time.
Like have him throw an inning, maybe two,
yeah,
depending on how it's going.
An inning. No. An inning.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would go to the dugout and come back to pitch. I thought he would throw one inning, and that's it. You shut it down, see how he recovers tomorrow. Hear me out. I'm not saying that's what he needs to do, because the heck do I know? I'm saying that I'm more optimistic about it now, Jeremy, because he's going 40 to 50. And I know how the Orioles protect their pitchers. I know how everybody protects their pitchers, not the Orioles. So if he's coming out for the first time and he's going 40 to 50, then that tells me he's a lot further along than I thought he was.
Yeah, and when I heard that too, I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe I'm wrong on this one. But look, this is how I deal with things. I probably think of the worst possible outcome, and then when good happens, then I'm happy about it. When it doesn't, it's like...
That's an awful life to live.
It is.
The day is going to suck. At the end of the day, you know what?
Wasn't that bad.
The day wasn't that bad. It only sucked a little bit.
Can I be honest? That's how my brain works.
No,
it's how it works.
You don't have to be honest. I know.
I think negative before I think positive. I've always done that. I set myself up for, in my mind, if failure happens and how to deal with it. But, you know, I've never experienced that because I've never failed in my life. I'm kidding. I just failed by saying that.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm with 40 to 50 tonight. I'm thinking, Jeremy, maybe by mid-June.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by mid-June. Maybe before then, really. But I'm thinking a month or
before that.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's May. I'm thinking it's May now. Mid-May. I'm thinking a month.
Mm-hmm.
because once every 5 days, I think four appearances maybe.
And that could be like 2.5 weeks, right? Kind of, like maybe a little bit longer.
A little longer. Times four is 20.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks. Yeah, you round up.
It's like 3 weeks, Jeremy.
You round up, that's 18. You carry the two, that's 20. So it's about 2.5 weeks. I think it works out. In my head, it worked out. Get your ass back here, Bradish.
2.5 weeks, 20 days, yeah?
Yeah,
I can see that.
I carried the two from last month.
Yeah. From last month. Yeah, I mean, what do I know? I said mid-June and we're in April. I said, it'll be about a month, mid-June.
I said in the office the other day when we were talking about when I listen to radio, I want it to be entertaining or informative. I don't think we were either one just now, but all right. Maybe it was entertaining for some. What are these idiots talking about? That doesn't add up to 20.
583-1057 is the number. Antonio from Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
I think I'm going to go grab one tonight, Antonio. I might go do that.
One. My ass.
After another. What's on your mind?
Congratulations to Colton Cowser, the milkman, for being
there. You go.
Name player of the week. All the Orioles getting everything they expected from closer Craig Kimbrel so far this season. And you guys have a wonderful Taco Tuesday.
You have a wonderful Taco Tuesday as well. This is as Jeremy does his crane.
What are you doing, huh? You don't want none of that. Craig came out
like
and
the Karate Kid. All you got to do is lift one leg up now.
You want some of this bird, huh? You want this bird?
It's funny, we were just talking about Kimbrel. He has four saves on a year with a 1.29 ERA. Now, I think going into the season, Jeremy, after we signed him, we listened to a lot of butthurt Phillies fans. We listened to them. They were disappointed. The season didn't end the way they wanted it to end. They were butthurt. And they had a lot of negative things to say about Craig Kimbrel. This guy's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Whether he still performs at a Hall of Fame level, we shall see. But to answer Antonio's question, was he 4-5 in saves with an ERA under 1.5 runs a game? Yep. I'm cool with that.
He's been fine so far. It's been good, better than fine. But, you know, I'll say this about Phillies fans. They feel like my crazy cousins, so I trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like watch it. I just watched the Phillies second baseman, Bryson Stott. When he came up to the plate in the playoffs and the entire stadium was singing A-OK, and then he hit a grand slam, one of the coolest moments. Yeah. It's like one of the coolest baseball moments last year.
Right.
And I'm hoping what we see in Philly, and I know it's bigger, but like we get to see that here.
It's my second favorite park. I'm not saying it's the second best park. I'm not saying that. My second favorite place to go to watch baseball is there.
I appreciate Philly fans. I think they're a little crazy, and I like it.
Yeah. You look like that crazy, girl.
Man. Yeah.
You know, we're going to go off baseball for a second only because someone says you're wrong. Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Thanks, Rob. I was going to give Jeremy a shovel, but it's a little too early.
For what?
But he said nobody cares about the Chicago Bulls. I mean, Jeremy, you're a basketball guy. Where would you rate DeMar DeRozan as far as point guards? Right, one of the best point guards in the league.
He didn't answer.
He's not a point guard. He's a power forward or a small forward.
But no, Kai, how did you say, where would you rank him? Then you say, right, one of the best.
He Kai didn't does answer. That every time. Kai asked the question and answered it. He's having his own show in his truck.
Hey, Kyrie. But Jeremy, listen. You're a fool. But where would you – listen, I know the Bulls team. I'm going to be honest, okay? We're not going anywhere this year.
Yeah.
But maybe next year. But look, if Drummond played well, okay, DeRozan, he a dog. He lead the league in minutes played at, what, the age of 34? One of the best players at the ISO game, Jeremy. You know basketball. He's a fun guy to watch. So why not – I mean – the Hawks, I know Trey Young, but the Bulls got his numbers. So it's going to be a fun game to watch, man. Don't just throw away the Bulls like that because we've been down for years.
You done yet?
He just missed your team, Kai. I think you should come up here and hit him in the nose.
Kai, come on, man. Nobody cares about the Bulls. This ain't the 90s. You just talked about their backup center being productive. Shut up, man. Come on. You're a Bulls fan. You're the only guy that cares about him. If you're not a Chicago Bulls fan, I'm a basketball fan. I love Vooch. Vooch went to USC. He was great there. You look at all these guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Guys that they compiled and tried to get, it blew up in their face. They're going to blow this thing up next year. Why would you think they're going anywhere? Zach LaVine, not even. Come on, man. They suck.
Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock. But, Jeremy, you could take that whole call from Kai and put it in the next segment.
Yeah.
World of Stupid.
We're going to talk about a married Nebraska teacher who, by the way, is married to a graduate of Harvard who's a government official, and why she was naked in a car with a 17-year-old student. We'll talk about that. She's in trouble. And I can explain. No, you can't. And do you know what eggplant deformity is?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. Man got injured in his sleep, and now he has an eggplant deformity. He fractured his penis.
I wonder what he was dreaming about.
We'll talk about it coming back in the World of Stupid here on The Fan. All right, I want to start with this. It's another story about a trans athlete. I know we've talked quite a bit about it. I think people would say that I'm more progressive. Is that a fair word to use, Joe? And looking at things, because I think I don't care if you're gay, if you want to be trans, you can be whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes down to talking about trans athletes, I think the bathroom, and I think when we start talking about sports, is where we really have to start having discussions. And it is very unfair to people that have played a sport their whole life. And I don't think, by the way, I'm not one of these guys that thinks all of a sudden someone's switching sports just to, or saying, hey, I'm a girl now because he wants to go win at sports. I don't think
Joanna Man.
Yeah, I don't think any athlete is doing that.
All a nefarious plan to beat women at their own sports.
But I just saw a trans runner beat female athletes what looked like a country mile in this race. Can you see this, Joe? Look at the people behind her as she's running. And Rob, I'll spin this to you so you can see it too. Like, I mean, there's a huge difference in male athletes and female athletes.
Oh, that's her on the right.
Yes.
I was looking in the pile thinking.
No, that's all the other people chasing her. So, and we've had different players speak up about it, swimmers, whatever, different athletes talk about it, especially with what happened with Leah Thomas.
Yeah.
And, that was kind of one of the big ones that first came out. You feel the same way I do. Like, there has to be a healthy conversation about this to figure this out. And I'm sorry to say it, there might not be a level playing field for trans athletes unless they're competing against other trans athletes.
Get a league. It should be. Come on, man.
Aren't enough of them.
I know there's not. It's one of these.
Is that a cadre of trans athletes? They don't all live together.
No, but it's who are they supposed to compete against?
How do we know? That's the thing.
How we know there's not enough of them.
There's not enough. Rod,
the amount of population of trans athletes is like less than 1%. It's like 0.8% of
people.
And
then the fact of having them all in the same area too to play, unless you're gonna just bus everybody in to compete, fly them in to compete for a one. It's just
it's not fair to female athletes.
Yeah.
It's just not
fair to anyone.
Yes, I mean, stop it.
I just saw how far she beat the rest of the runners by, and I'm going, come on.
There was a trans athlete.
The female athlete that transitioned into a man and got knocked out in 17 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, got knocked out in 17
Learned
seconds.
Learned real quick.
There's clearly a difference in male and female and in our makeups, and also like when you're talking about the difference in like strength and power is going to be something that's going to be hard to come by. So anyway, These next two stories are interesting. How about this? Married Nebraska teacher, 45, caught naked in a car with a 17-year-old student who ended up making a run for it in his underwear. Here is the woman. We see more and more of these, and I say I could do one of these stories every single day, and I really mean it.
None of these women are bad-looking women.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about, like, don't you have other options?
Like, it's so stupid because we as guys look at it and go, wow, she's really good looking. If she was ugly, then she should be arrested. Like that's how it goes. Like
when I showed nice.
Nice. When I showed the ugly lunch lady that was like 80 years old having sex with a student, everybody's
that one
like,
was rough.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, that was rough.
Send her to prison.
I think it's a power thing. I don't think it's a
yeah.
You think with women, older women with younger boys,
100%.
It's a power thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. So it said Ward remained at the scene dressing in the back of the car and allegedly confessed to having sex with the boy. I don't know.
If you don't think it's an attention thing?
Does it make it any difference that this kid's 17 and not 13 to you?
I mean, that's
what,
like, you know.
What state is that?
Yeah, depending on what state it is, I don't know if.
Nebraska. Okay.
Without knowing the law, does it make it? I can't say. I would have to know the law. Because even if the legal age of consent is 18 in that state, no, I still look at it like he's 13.
They found the poor kid who thought he was getting arrested for having sex with an older woman in the bushes in his underwear hiding because he was so scared when the cops showed up. He didn't know what to do.
She's still a creep because she's grooming that kid.
Yeah. And she was married to a Harvard, what did they say, someone who graduated from Harvard who's in government right now. And that I always think about the other guy in this, too, like, how do you get, like, when you find out your wife's leaving you because now she's gay? Like, did I turn her gay? You know what I mean?
I don't even know where you'd start with that one.
Yeah. See? But I'm saying the same thing here. If you're the guy in this, you're going, wait a minute.
She got arrested?
Yeah, she's going to jail.
For what?
Having sex with a student.
How old is he?
17.
How old was he when they had sex?
The legal age of consent in Nebraska is 16.
That might be a difference between what. The age, some states have a law where, yes, that is the age of consent if you're with someone that's within a certain age.
That means
if
an adult, someone over the age of 19, may consensually have sex with an individual age 16 or older without facing criminal charges.
Does it say in the article, Jeremy, why she's
unless there's
was arrested?
The law of having sex with a student, maybe that. But
all right, let me see. This is a very short story. She was a substitute teacher at Burke High School in Omaha. He was found later that night hiding in a yard. So it doesn't really say. Ward was charged with felony sexual abuse by a school employee.
That's what it is. Okay. A school employee.
Yep.
That's why. That is so.
Sorry, way the story's written, it's like two sentences, a picture, a sentence, a picture.
But that kind of make you like kind of like I'm a substitute teacher. Like you're substitute teaching because you're scouting them. It almost sounds like that's what you do in your spare time. You're scouting kids. You're a substitute teacher and you're having sex.
The analytics are.
I think Rob's trying to stay away from the headline here.
What's that?
Eggplant deformity. We got one more story to get to.
I'm hurting.
Man suffers shocking fractured penis from rolling while sleeping. Now that. You had to be a little excited in your dream, right? To roll and hurt it? Or is he just like an enormous human being? The unnamed 27-year-old patient from Tunisia had reportedly rolled over onto his erect penis while sleeping. He heard an audible snap sound and subsequent intense pain, as well as flaccidity and swelling. Oh, God. Despite the alarming symptoms, the patient waited a whopping 36 hours before going to the hospital. Idiot. Why would you do that? If that thing hurts, I'm going to the hospital right away. Was that a complaint, Joe?
No.
There's certain things that I'm not waiting around for.
No.
That's one, my heart, my head.
Rob,
those three things, I'm going to the hospital, man.
If I accidentally get something stuck in my butt, I'm going to the hospital. And I'm letting them know it accidentally happened.
I would... All right. Why would you be in a position that something accidentally goes in your butt?
Don't ask him that.
Please. It's like Fusilli Jerry when he sits down and he sits down that by accident.
By the way, someone from the law enforcement community just texts, when it's a teacher involved, it's care and custody.
Okay.
Even if the student is 18 and the teacher is 25, care and custody makes it illegal.
Do you want to hear more about this
nope.
eggplant? but it was a deviation to the right and a blood clot at the base.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That just sounds off. Like,
yo, that'll never happen to you, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's just not. I just have enough. Like, I take enough Viagra so I don't roll out of bed at night. It's like a little kickstand. Like, don't worry. You ain't going to fall on the floor.
Little kickstand.
I got you, buddy.
Little kickstand.
Yeah. I sleep on my side. Plus, I have a body pillow, so it helps.
There you go.
That's your world.
If the kickstand was that long, the bike would park parallel to the ground.
I still sleep on my stomach. Yeah.
Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, good attendance at the open of off-season workouts for the Baltimore Ravens. Big deal or no deal at all? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:47 in the a.m., we storm the castle, Baltimore Ravens. Off-season workouts began yesterday. You heard Joe LaCroix report some of the players that were there. Zay Flowers there. Lamar Jackson there. Derrick Henry there. Anyone after that, Joe, the noticeables? Those are three of the big ones for me.
Linderbaum was there.
Great.
Trenton Simpson was there.
I was watching Derrick Henry work out, man.
Yeah, they had video. They posted video of his workout on their website.
Intense.
Yeah. Even the sprints and stuff, he was running through the ladders and different things. You watching him work, and it's amazing, man. I talked about this before in regards to Ramon Harewood, an offensive lineman that never really, I don't want to say never made it in the NFL. I mean, he spent some time there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I watched him work a ladder, and I'm like, what the hell, man? So big and so fast, and that's a guy that didn't really
make it.
Yeah. It just shows you how good these athletes are. And if you watch we were watching Derrick Henry highlights of him working out, not necessarily lifting, just the agility stuff. You watch him lift, it'll make you sick to your stomach. It's like, what is that guy doing? He's going to hurt himself.
Right. Many people notice how much slimmer Lamar looks compared to last year.
Yeah.
To me, when the athletes look slim and cut, that tells me they've been working hard.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting that lean muscle activity going, because I think Lamar, I'm not saying he didn't work hard before, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, the last time he was putting on, he was working out and lifting.
Lifting heavy.
He put on muscle.
Right. To me, it looks like he's trying to get away from that a little bit. Because that muscle he was putting on, to me, that's the thoughts of a runner. Someone who wants to bulk up and take punishment. What he's doing now looks to me he has the action of a passer. He's
didn't he get
to slim
caught twice last year where you go back and you go, I don't think he normally gets caught there. Remember there was one in the playoffs too. Where,
yeah.
So
the one that batted up in the air and he caught, that's one that I thought he could have taken a little bit longer, if not to the house.
Yeah.
And people say, well, you get slower as you go along. He's not that old, number one.
He ain't gonna be slow for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, I don't think you get. I don't think you necessarily get like
Darryl Green was still running a 4.440 in his 40s. You know, so like I do think. Look, there are certain guys that are gonna slow down, and Father Time's undefeated. All that BS you want to hear. That's a fast human being.
Hey, look, slow people can't talk to me about speed. You don't know. You don't know. You never had it before. You got guys late in their careers still picking them up and putting them down. Dolphins receiver.
Tyreek Hill.
Does it look like he's slowing down to you?
No.
He's been in the league for a while. Doesn't look like he's slowing down to me. So I think it's a matter of what you do with your body and how you take care of yourself. And I think maybe that's the case with what he's doing, what Lamar's doing right now. Not so much thinking about taking punishment, but becoming more elusive and getting that wiggle back that I think he kind of let up on a little bit.
Yeah, and I could see that too. And like guys go through different body modifications and what they're putting into their body. Some guys want to put it like you can easily look at some of the offensive linemen after they get out. And I'm not even talking about the ones that lose a ton of weight, but guys that thin out, you know, they're not eating as much, they're not keeping that weight on. I think sometimes too, guys find different things in their diet and different ways to work out that can really help them out.
You saw Ray Lewis later on in his career slim down considerably.
Yep.
Because he talked about, you know, not carrying all that muscle and just being more flexible. What does it tell you that this team is having such a high attendance with off-season workouts?
I think that it shows you that it's really encouraging to see something like this, especially from the studs, the superstars that don't have to be there, but that's leadership qualities when those guys are showing up and seeing guys work out. Because I think everyone knows, especially Derrick Henry now, because the running back's life cycle is a lot different than everyone else's. It's one of the unfair things we've talked about. Speaking of things that are unfair. And
he's living on borrowed time.
Yeah. So there
running back, Brad, speaking.
And don't you think that Derrick Henry, when you hear him talk, he's focused on what his task is.
Yes.
He seems like a guy that's focused not only on life, but on his skill set. And he's putting that time and work in. So to see him show up early, I think it gives you a lot of optimism that this team's ready to compete because Cincinnati's going to be back next year. Remember when we were doing our best three teams in the AFC?
Yeah.
None of us brought up the Bengals, and I feel remiss because someone texted me that. So you guys didn't even bring up Cincinnati. And I'm like, we should have. We just left them out because Joe Burrow was hurt last year.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. That's interesting. It's real interesting. The Cincinnati Bengals. Who do we pick?
Well, because we had, I think Miami was the last one we took in there because we were just looking at sheer talent. Ed had Buffalo before the Diggs trade. That's when we moved it, right after the Diggs trade, because the Texans were in there after getting Diggs. Mm-hmm. So I think you're asking yourself, like, when you look at the AFC, you're going to say Kansas City, Baltimore, and then who's the third team? And it's probably Cincinnati. Do you think Cincinnati's better than Houston on paper right now? It's a tough one, man.
I wonder how much is going on in Cincinnati, though.
Because T. Higgins went out.
Yeah. I wonder how much is really going on there. That'll be interesting to see.
And you get the honeymoon phase with Stephon Diggs, so I'm sure that'll be good.
Right? That's in Houston.
Yeah. I'm saying, those are the two teams I'm comparing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Jeremy, have you ever borrowed something from someone and then it misplaced it?
Never showed up? Or you lose it?
Yeah. I did that.
Who'd you borrow something from?
I borrowed a tray from someone.
A tray?
Yeah. Like one of these, you know, the TV trays in two places. And I wanted to take my mom outside. You know, your grandfather, my mom, same senior living facility. Wanted to take her outside to eat. And I did it. Put the stuff on the tray. Put the tray on the table, took her back upstairs to her room, and came back. Tray was gone.
Uh-oh. That happens all the time, though.
I don't think anybody stole it. I think they put
it. No, they used it. They just grabbed it.
I think they put it someplace.
They may have.
Well, you think somebody just said.
Well, my grandfather would say that when lunch is coming. He's like, where's my tray? And he knows which one's his. That's the weird thing. He can't remember anything short term, but he knows which tray is his. So, like, if you give him another tray, he'll eat off it, but he'll make sure to let you know, like, hey, that's not my normal tray. And you're like, how the hell do you know? Like, but, yeah, people take it and because they want to feed. People are getting fed at different times.
Yeah, so I think it's around there somewhere. It's just a matter of locating it. But I borrowed the tray from someone.
You got to be careful with the cleaning ladies over there. A couple of them have been getting fresh with me.
No.
Yeah. They get fresh with me.
The cleaning ladies?
Look, hey, man, I got to feel good about something. Hell, If it's only the cleaning ladies, let's get some supplies. Let's see what's up.
Shovel of Wisdom at 8:15, but on the other side, Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore joins us on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.